Juneau gets thousands of cruise ship visitors a day, more than any other port in Alaska. And while those visitors and the cruise ships that ferry them around the state bring an influx of cash into coastal communities, they bring something else too, pollution. Monitoring cruise ships can be expensive for state agencies. Most of them have experienced deep cuts in recent years. But as Rasha McChesney from Alaska's Energy Desk explains, this one is on someone else's dime.
Over 1 million cruise ship visitors are projected to land in Juneau this year, more than any other port in the state. And the summer cruising season is a big boost for coastal retailers. But it also brings all of the noisy traffic, haze, and water quality issues of big cities to small towns in Alaska. On a rainy weekday, Ed White walks with me down a busy sidewalk in Juneau. We're dodging tourists who stop to photograph ravens against a panoramic foggy mountain backdrop or dip into one of dozens of retailers downtown.
It's like urban science.
It is sometimes. We know often we try to get out earlier in the morning when traffic's not as bad, and we can also start closer up on the hill there near where some of the stairways and apartments are and do our air readings there.
White works for the state's cruise ship monitoring program, and money collected from the cruise ship passengers is the reason he can do his job. Each passenger forks over a small fee to the state, and it pays for things like air and water quality monitoring. It's just a few dollars a ticket, but that money adds up. The state has collected more than $5 million this year. White's cruise ship monitoring team is one of the only bright spots in the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC's, budget.
Looking at the bigger long-term picture, that's probably, you know, the most reliable funding source that we have, that those fees that fund that program.
That's Ruth Kostick. She's DEC's budget manager. Alaska has been struggling with a multi-billion dollar budget deficit brought on by low oil prices. And most departments have taken big budget hits as the state tries to bring its spending down and its revenue up. As lawmakers decide how to divvy up the state's general fund money, state departments have seen deeper and deeper cuts. Over the last 4 years, DEC has seen a drop of more than one-third of the unrestricted money it usually gets from the general fund. And those cuts mean state monitors aren't able to keep an eye on a lot of things. Find bedbugs in your hotel room? Too bad. The state doesn't do hotel sanitation inspections anymore. Rusty shears at your local salon? Well, they don't inspect barbers or hairdressers either. Even some small drinking water systems don't get inspected anymore. Kostick says DEC has lost 60 positions in the last few years. But for now, the cruise ship monitoring program is shielded from those cuts as Alaska's cruising industry is booming. Back in downtown Juneau, Ed White and I head down to the dock. Someone called his office to complain that the MV Nordam was belching smoke into the air as it motored into Juneau. Now tied up, the Nordam towers over downtown. It has 11 decks and is about the same height as the tallest building in town.
That there was a smoke while they were maneuvering. They were turning around to come into the dock. So that tends to be a time where ships are using their engines more.
White's office gets these calls pretty regularly. He says they average about one a week during the cruising season.
You know, a lot of people here in Juneau grew up with ships. They've been here for years. So people know what ships generally look like when they're maneuvering, when they're doing things. And often we get calls when something's out of the ordinary.
Clean air, clean water, responsible ships. It's important for a lot of Alaskans. The state was the first to require a Coast Guard licensed marine engineer to ride along with the cruise ships. They're independent observers, put there by a 2006 voter referendum that created the Ocean Ranger program. It's paid for by a $4 fee levied against passengers. In 2016, rangers reported more than 170 separate incidents, alleging oil pollution, wastewater, and air pollution violations, and potential safety hazards. And the ships will call in too, often self-reporting a problem as they're fixing it. And for now, that monitoring will continue, shielded from the state's shredded budget by out-of-state visitors. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.